Jamaica, like many Caribbean islands, has two faces. The first is a sunny one, where beach resorts provide a welcome escape for tourists. The other Jamaica is much darker. It has grinding poverty and crime. One well-known resort company called Sandals is trying to bring the two worlds together. From the village of White House, Judith Ritter reports on A Hotel with a Heart.
A young woman in faded jeans and a tank top kneels down in a small field and hacks at the ground with a machete. She's breaking up clumped soil around fledgling leafy pepper plants.
I'm trying to get some dirt around the pepper.
Barbara Stewart and her business partner have only been farmers for 2.5 years. That's when the 5-star kitchen at their local Sandals Resort needed fancy peppers. The hotel decided not to import them. Instead, it offered to give tools, seeds, and agricultural training to a few local people. It also guaranteed them a market for 33 pounds of peppers a week. Stewart jumped at the chance, and so did her partner, Melvin Jones, who used to work as an itinerant laborer.
Before I was self-employed, you had to be walking around begging for a job. You go out, you ask a man to give you a day's work or a week work. But no, there is no way you can fire yourself.
Freedom from the whims of bosses and the insecurity of casual labor aren't the only things Jones has gotten since he's become his own boss.
Since that, I have made an improvement. We have moved into a concrete structure with a deck top. That means that in case of a hurricane, you had nothing to worry about.
The Pepper Farm is just one of the community efforts run by Sandals White House Resort. It's company policy that each Sandals property adopt at least 2 community projects. But White House has gone above and beyond. The Human Resources Department helps run a school project that helps kids get dental checkups. The hotel is helping to save the island's disappearing indigenous music by hiring octogenarian musicians to play in one of its restaurants. And up in the mountains, 20 miles from the luxury resort, there's a mentoring project for abandoned boys at the Clifton Boys House. Today, Tashawn McCarthy, a Sandals landscaping supervisor, is playing basketball and just hanging out with the 32 boys. All on his boss's time.
They reach out to you a lot because some of them were grown up in broken homes and it seems as if they didn't have much of a father figure. If they had a father figure, it seemed like it was an abusive home.
The 26-year-old McCarthy reaches up and touches his heart as he speaks about his boys.
Yes, you reach out to somebody and you actually see some improvement, it's a real joy deep within. It's a real joy deep within.
That joy Tashawn and other Sandals employees experience is one of the perks of their jobs. What starts off as an obligation, volunteers say, ends up as a privilege. The community service requirement began more than 2 decades ago in Kingston, Jamaica, when Sandals founder Butch Stewart started his very first hotel.
My old man believes in taking care of the people however he can. I mean, he loves this country.
Adam Stewart, at 27, is the heir to the Sandals empire, and he's the new CEO. Handsome and rich, he well might be the country's most eligible bachelor. But he's not out clubbing. He's following in his father's footsteps with service to local communities. And that's a tradition in this Jamaican family.
I must have been about 8 years old, and we were actually driving, my mom, my sister, and I, and my dad. There was a lady on the side of the road with a baby rocking back and forth and wailing. She had nothing. The car went silent. We turned around. He got out of the car. My mother went and hugged her, gave her some money, and we sat on the side of the road for like 15 minutes. That's one of those things that I think about constantly.
Back in the Rocky Hills, the sun is still high, and pepper farmers Melvin Jones and Barbara Stewart and a couple of neighbors are clearing the steep mountainside with machetes and shovels. Stewart's hands are cut and blistered. It's a tough job, but she's undaunted and almost seems honored by the chance to do this.
Some people think that cultivating stuff, right, is a degraded thing. You know, their hand cannot get messed up and stuff like that. But, you know, they are silly people because without foods or vegetables or fruits, you can't live. right?
Recently, Sandals put donation boxes in all their gift shops to encourage their guests to get involved in their charities. And Adam Stewart, the young philanthrocapitalist, believes a job training program that Sandals runs could be a model for other Jamaican businesses.
We bring people in, we pay them a stipend, we teach them the skill set, and we give them a certificate, and we guarantee them work, either with us or with another hotel. If every business in Jamaica took two people in, there'd be 100,000 kids off of the street. The greatest thing in the world you can do for somebody is give them a job.
And in response to possible criticism that all this is just cheap PR, the soft-spoken heir to the Sandals empire says, "We just want to do it because it's good business to do the right thing." For World Vision Report, I'm Judith Ritter in White House, Jamaica.
Don't take me wife and